Yeah. Yeah, someone went to it. Lights out my burger, please. Okay. See after the Shema, so on my Torah, the Kavod Tibishvat, Kavod all the Tzadikim, Kavod the Rebbe, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilah. So Nekuda, like we said before, like we said this on the Kavod Shvat, when we have that Tisha with Rubenstein's brother, the ending of Rosh Hashanah is always a new beginning. It's a Haskalah. Right? Everything Klai Yisrael is all about the Haskalah. You know that. Not every day is a new beginning. But Dafka, there's like Pratius beginnings, there's a Klalius beginning. Gemara says it straight out. There's four Rosh Hashanahs, which means that those are like the Klalius times. And tonight is one of them. So it means it's mamash a real time of Ischachas. The Maisa, the whole Shvat is, because it's Machlok, is it Aleph or is it Tesvav? So Shvat is definitely connected to Ischachas. As we would see with Tzadik, as we would match your parents with Tzadik. Says Remez, if you take the word Shvat beriboy, which means that it goes like this. It goes Shin, then Shin Beis, then Shin Beis Tes. Okay, so what do you get? So Shin is 300, Shin Beis is 302, Shin Beis Tes is 311. Howdy.
913.
Oh! So Tzvi Tzalik says that what? That Shvat Beriboy is Gematria 913 is Gematria Bereshis. That the whole Indian of the time of Shvat, the time of Haskalah, the time of Ischachus. Rav Weinberger spoke the other night, Shlita, and we, after he spoke, we had a question answer. Someone asked him, why do you eat dried fruit, which we have in front of us, a lot of dried fruit. Why do you eat dried fruit on Tu B'Shvat? So he said to him first, he's like, well, Pshat, or you want the MS? So that was... I thought that was the best part of the answer, you know? So why do you eat dried fruit? So we'll come back to that question, B'Siyata Shmaya. But you know what? Today's the day of the trees. Like we heard from Mata Frank. Anyone down? You down in the minion on Rosh Chodesh, yeah? Right? Mata Frank spoke to us. Yeah, it was gewaldig. Oh, so I think that was one of the best minion I think ever down there, no? Yeah. So, yeah, it's on us. It's on us. So he said to us that today's the day of the trees. But it's mamish like a busha. Right? Why? If you go up to a tree and say, oh, imagine going up to an eight, yeah, an Elon. Go up to a tree today and say, oh, Chag Sameach, Chag Sameach.
What?
To an Elon, a tree, eight, yeah? Imagine saying Chag Sameach, eh? For Ksiv Chsimatov, yeah? Right? To Rosh Hashanah Elon.
Why not?
Right? But it's a busha. Why? Because the tree mamish doesn't have any fruits on it. It's like, imagine you go up to like a girl on the day of her wedding, and before she gets into like, you know, before a girl on their wedding, it's like mom's going crazy. In the morning before they put on their makeup, let's say, yeah? Imagine you go to like, oh, Mazel Tov, you look beautiful. What? I'm not wearing my dress yet, you know? I'm not like dressed up. Like, don't tell me I don't look beautiful right now. You know? Don't try that at home. You know? Actually, try it. Man. It's very good. Always tell your wife, you look amazing, you know? Awesome. But the good is the trees are mamish barren. They're mamish, they're mamish like naked. There's nothing to them. They're just dead branches. So what are you going over to the tree saying, ah, Freilichen, Freilichen Purim, you know? Hey, maybe Purim, wake it up, you know? But the Maisa, what are you saying, Freilichen Rosh Hashanah to it? Look, they're mamish dry and dead. But however, that's the whole nekuda of it. And that's the whole nekuda why you eat dried fruit. Because what? It's a time where you feel at Tu B'Shvat, you mamash feel your veish and beli chayim klal. Why? You're very far from Rosh Hashanah, you're very far from Sukkot, you're very far from Chanukah, and you're still pretty far from Purim. I mean, yeah. But the Maisa, it's 30 days, it's still a long time, a lot can go down in 30 days. But that's the Nekuda, today's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Haskalah. That it's an opportunity to be mechadesh all that yaveishness, if that's even a word. All that dryness that you feel. That what today is the day to mechadish that. That to go within the yavish, to go to within the dryness, and won't be mechadish in that place. So why dry fruit? It's because the maisa, what it represents is that what it says in the Torah that Adam ke'etz asadeh, that a person like a tree of the field, right? So it's said in the Torah as a question mark. But Svarim learn as from Moshe Tzvi. Svarim learn no. Adam is like a tree. We're mamish like a tree. It means that, well, when you see the tree, it's not like you're talking about, it's supposed to represent to you. Like we know, Bereishis. Why Bereishis? Bishvil Yisrael Shem Bereishis. That everything corresponds to Klal Yisrael. So to look at the tree and realize that I'm also dry right now. But you know what I'm dry about? You know what I do with that dryness? I'm chadish now and I start over. It's aschala today. That's why we eat dry fruit. So it's that this is me. What do you do on it? You take this dry fruit and you mamish say a bracha on it. Which means that, well, you fired it up. And that's what we're doing today. So we know when we're coming to Purim, so everything is gonna hapachu. But also, like for example, what's gematria Nachash? Nachash is the Zera Kodesh says Nachash is 358. It's gematria exactly Mashiach. So why? Because the Mashiach is the one that fights off the Nachash, right? So sometimes when gematrias equal each other, the best example is Mashiach and Nachash, right? Is that what when the gematrias equal each other, it fights it off. So Yavesh, what's gematria Yavesh?
312.
What's gematria Chadash? 312. Is that what the hischachas that we feel today? That's mevatel the yavesh. That's mevatel the dryness today. And that's the opportunity you have to get rid of that yavesh. So the question is though, where do you get this hischachas from? Meaning on an everyday level, where is it coming from? So if you take the word yavesh b'migloi. Yud Beishin, so Yud is Yud Vav Dalin. Beis is Beis Yud Tuf, 412. Shin is Shin Yud Nun, 360. So you have 20 plus 412 plus 360. What do you get? What? Oh, very good. 792. Rafi, I knew you had it in you. 792. It's gematria Shabbos Vamila. Right, Shabbos and Bris Mila. Shabbos and Mila. What does Shabbos and Mila have to do with anything? So first, I'll tell you a nice remez in this week's parsha. Says this last year. Yud Tes, Perik Yud Tes, and Pasuk Hey. Says like this. It says, Vata, Im Shema'o Tishmu Bekoli, if you listen to my voice, Ushmartem as Brisi, guard my bris. The Yisan Li Skula Mikolam, you're going to be a skula, right? So everyone's looking for all the skulas, right? People who fast for 3,000 days straight, right? You have other people that, you know, they don't keep Shabbos, but like, they make sure to like say Shir Hashem every day. Oh, before we do anything, everything here is sponsored anonymously by a very generous person in honor of the wedding of their niece in a couple weeks, and also in honor of their daughter, Aviva Esther Bas Miriam, for all the chassadin that she does, and that she should have a lot of siyat Hashmai in everything she does. Amazing. So generous sponsor the whole entire tishir. Give out, you know? It's a lot. So it should be for, and also for the sponsors, that they should have Lala Siyat Hashmai, Arichas Yamim, Lala Simcha. And if they need to, it should be Zohar Gor Uman for Hashana also. Alright? Even if they don't need to.
They will learn Masa,
they need to. Yeah, everyone
needs to. They don't know
that. Yeah, exactly. But that's what it's about. It's also sponsored by the Arizal. Because before I bought all the fruit, I said B'schus Arizal. It's also sponsored by Rishon Baruch Chai and the Baal Shem Tov Kadosh and by the Gemara. Because the Gemara says whatever you buy for Yom Tovim, right? It's free. So it's sponsored by the Gemara. So that means the Bor Yom sponsor. The Bor Yom sponsor a Seder. Unbelievable, huh? Right, Mama should be Shochan Gavoa. So it goes like this. If you take in this pasuk, Vata, what's the first letters of Shamoa Tishma'u Bikoli?
Shabbos.
And what about, what are the last letters of V'yisem Li Segula Mikol? Mila. Yeah? Sila, there's Ramazim already, Shabbos and Mila. Coming into Yitzias Mitzrayim, into Mitzrayim. Right? The Baal Tum says, take the letters of V'elish Mos B'nei Yisrael, Habay Mitzrayma. Habay Mitzrayma. How's it working? V'elish Mos B'nei Yisrael. So the Baal Tum says like this. Take the word Yisrael Habayim. So what are what's the first letter and last letter of Yisrael?
Yilma.
And what are the first letter and last letter of Habaim? Mila. So he says, B'schus Mila, that's the Baal Turim, right? So he says, B'schus Mila, we have Gula. And if you take the last letters of Eis, Yaakov, Ish, what do you get? Tuf?
Shabbos.
Shabbos. So it says, B'schus Shabbos and Mila, that's how you have a Gula. So Shabbos and Mila always come together. Right? If you look in the writings of Label Eger, it was Yirtzeh, I think it's next week. Right? Left and right, everything in that whole Sefer is Shabbos and Mila. So maybe you could say that the way that you fill this yaveshness up, which is dryness, which is lacking of chayim, is through Shabbos and Mila. Why? Because something we say every Shabbos, we tomeha chayim zachu. When you taste of Shabbos, what happens? You zochah the chayim to that. So that's Shabbos, it brings you to chayim. And also Mila. The Zohar says, tzaddik nikra chay. A tzaddik is called chay. And who's a tzaddik? Mandar natar bris nikra tzaddik. A person who's shomer bris is called tzaddik. So that means that what? That Mila is Shaykh Techaim also. The good is to fill yourself up with a lot of Chaim right now. So that happens to be Shaykh Techaim. So before anything else, I'll tell you why it's Shaykh Techaim. Because if you look, one of the big things that Achashverosh tried to trip us up in was what? That the Eitz HaHaman gave to Achashverosh was that load up as many Zonos as you can at the party, and because the God of Klal Yisrael hates Znus. So if you get them to trip up in Znus, in immorality, they're done. So Achashverosh is Eitzah or Znus, yeah? What did Vashti do? Right, well, like this, when was Vashti killed?
Shabbos.
And how was she killed? Without any clothes on. Right, why? It says because she made the Jewish girls work on Shabbos dafka and without any clothes on. So what do you see that Vashti attacked? Shabbos. So what do you see was the nace of Purim? That b'schas Mila. You see right there, the beginning of the Megillah is what Mila they tried to trip us up in, and also Shabbos. And that's why you see when the nace starts up, B'yom HaShvi, Kitov Lev HaMelech B'yayin. That's what I'm saying, B'yom HaShvi. Dafka, it was Shabbos. Shabbos started the whole nace there. And Mila. Mordechai is Mukul Mordechai HaTzadik. Right? So it goes like this. In your perm. This is very nice. So we're going to quote one of our sponsors, B'siyat HaShemaya. Yeah, I wish we had like an ad sponsored by, you know. That's for next time. Okay? Yeah. Okay, a little bit louder.
Hmm?
A little bit louder. Let's hear. Nice, nice. Oh, very good. I think you're the star of the show tonight. So it goes like this. So the word Vayihi, right? Emes. Vayihi. So we know that most places say Vayihi is Lashon Tsar. But listen to this Medrash. It is the Rokeach and the Shem Medrash. It says Vayihi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, our sponsor, right? Kol makom shenemar vayhi, wherever you see the word vayhi, tchias mesim hu. It's a remnant of tchias mesim. Vayhi v'mei Achashverosh. Ezu tchias mesim ayajam. What's a tchias mesim by the time of Achashverosh? Ela, she'aman Mordechai, v'hegin al Yisrael. Rather, Mordechai stepped up, and he's the one who saved Klal Yisrael. Migzeras haman harasha, she'ratza lashmidam, who wanted to destroy us. V'hechye es kol ha'olam. And he gave a chias to the whole entire world. She'enu miskayim ela b'skos Yisrael. Because the whole world is here, why? Just for Klal Yisrael. See, what's the inyan of Purim? The inyan of Purim is a time of tchias amesim. It means what? It's a time of chayim. Not just for us, for the whole entire world was saved by Purim. And what? Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai says, what's vayihi? Tchias amesim. Which shows you that what? That the whole inyan of Purim, it's a time of chayim. Like we say, what's the difference between the Gemara's question? If we say Halel on Pesach, for sure we should say it on Purim. Why? Because Pesach, Avdus L'Chiris, right? Went from slavery to freedom. And we say Halel. Purim, Mimaves, from death, L'Chaim. Right? So for sure we should say it. No, it says Akati Avdei Achashverosh. But what do you see is the Nekuda of Purim? It's Mimaves L'Chaim. Not just that L'Chaim is Gematria Uman, right? Givaldi, no, that's awesome. That's why everyone says L'Chaim, by the way. L'Mais is also sponsored by Rabbeinu, for sure. Sponsored by Rabbeinu. No, it's Rosh Hashanah, so everything's sponsored by Rabbeinu, yeah?
It's also Shabbos.
Shabbos, Emes, yeah. So Mimavis L'chaim. That what that Purim... Emes. Right? Purim Mimavis L'chaim. That what's the time of Chaim in the world? That's why we say three times a day. We say Kel Chai V'Kayim. Why we say three times a day? We say two times in Shacharis and one time in Marv. Kel Chai V'Kayim. So if you take Gematria of Kel, is 31. Chai is 18. And V'Kayim is Gematria 156. No, burger, what do you get? What did you say? 205. Oh, perfect. Burger, thank you. So, Kel Chai V'Kayim. So, Kel Chai V'Kayim is Gematria 205, is Gematria exactly Adar. That what? The whole nikud of others. What's time where you realize that what? Chaim. Why daf kel chayv kayim? Because one of the nekudas of Haman is he attacked the Boreolim. That Rizal brings down. That what he said? Haman said the words, Yeshno am echad mefuzer mefarad. So the way Al Pipshat translates what Yeshno, there happens to be one nation and they're all over the place. But you know what he said? You know what that Rizal brings down? He said, Yeshno is lashon of yashin, of sleeping. It says, Yeshno, the what? That the God of Klal Yisrael is currently sleeping. That he's dead. Chas v'shalom. That was Haman's tiny. Right? So he said, that's why I could attack them. Because why? They don't have any Ashkacha Pratis here. There's no Hashkacha from the Boreolim. He's dead. But Nekuda is the Kel Chai V'Kai. No, Hashem's Mamash pumping. He's alive. It's Chayim. The whole Nekuda that we're coming to now, of this time of the year, is what Tu B'Shvat is. Mechayim Esi. Right? Dead trees. What awesome. The Sraf is all of Elon. Purim. Nimavas L'Chayim. You have to grab onto that Chayim. Time to be alive. So that's one Eitzah. Through Shabbos and Mila, which is the Nekudas of Purim. So I think another Eitzah, which is very strong, and I think it's important. So remember, we said we have three sponsors tonight. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shlomo Ben Yitzchak, Yitzchak Ben Shlomo, the Arizal, and Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov, three sponsors of the night. So what we said before is the Nekuda that everything spoke about of Yavesh, is that we're dry. We're very, very dry Jews. And if you look at the trees outside, they're dry. But what do we know? We know that on the inside is where the Sraf is all the Bilan. Is that on the inside of the trees, and the Pnimius, there's something going on. So like it says in Tehillim, it says, Alisa Lamarom, Shavisa Shevi. That Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the top, Vishavisa Shevi, and he captured the captive. Shevi is captive. So Sfarim say, who was the captive? Was it Torah maybe? So Shvita Pinchas by Lag B'Omer says something mamish unbelievable. He said, what does it mean Shavisa Shevi? If you take the word Shevi, what's the same letters as Shevi? Yavesh. Right? Yavesh. So Yavesh is Rosh Tevos, Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Asher Tevos, Yitzchak ben Shlomo, Arizal. And it's also Tevos, Yisrael Baal Shem. That what? You know what gives chiyus to everything that's Yavesh in life? Those three tzaddikim. Alright, Sfarim bring down that the neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Mizgalgal in Arizal, Mizgalgal in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So what's the common factor of all three of those? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Arizal, and Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh? Kud is that what? It's Pnimius HaTorah. It's the what? It's the inner of being an ish panini. Going into what's inner. Dafka, when you see something yavesh, the tree outside, what do you remind yourself? No. On the outside, of course it's yavesh, but the inside's where it's going. And that's what these three tzaddikim came to the world to remind us. That what? That don't get lost. There's fire here. There's mamash chiyas going on here. Because the sraf is ola. It's the panimius that's pumping here. To go a little bit deeper than what you always do. To start digging a little bit deeper. Start searching a little bit more in yourself, in Torah. Pnimius HaTorah. If you take the word Torah, now let's do a Mila. The Mila is the Pnimius of the words. So Tav, the Pnimius of a Tav is just a Vav. That's six, yeah? Of a Vav is an Aleph Vav. That's seven. A Rish is just a Yud and a Shin. It's 3, 10. And a Hey is a Hey. So what do you get if you add up six? Plus 7, plus 3, 10, plus 5, which is the Pnimius of Torah, right? It's the middle, it's the essence letters of Torah. What do you get? 6 plus 7, 328. So the Pnimius of Torah is 328. 328 is Gematria exactly Tu B'Shvat. Because Tu B'Shvat is the day we want, it's the Pnimius. That's what's going on. If you're an Ish Chitzoni, then Tu B'Shvat means nothing to you. Why do I care about a stupid tree, a person would say? Literally, and you have those diburim. What does a tree have to do with anything? But Ish Panimi knows that what? Oh, there's something going on here. There's something really going on here, very deep. And that's the Panimis HaTorah. That's when I'm looking deeper into Nyan. It doesn't mean you have to go and become a Kabbal. It doesn't have to learn, start learning Kabbalah tomorrow night. It means that what? That in anything you're doing, look for the Panimis HaTorah.
The mice are coming.
But the Kud is that what? To see that the Derech Lebal Shem Tov, people take it as fluffy stuff. It's bichlal not. It's real pnimius. It's fluffy. Why? Because you're a fluffy person. Anyone who says that anything to do with chassidus is fluffy is because you're just an ish chitoni who has no shaychus to it. That's the whole inyan. That's where it comes from. How can a person say, you know the mesiras nefesh that every single tzaddik put in to write down words on a piece of paper? You ever think about that? The mesiras nefesh, they put everything they have? Oh, it's fluffy. Who do you think you are to say something's fluffy? What have you ever done in your life? Think about it. It's intense, but it's real. to go into the pnimius of Torah, to dig a little bit deeper into who you are, into what's going on. So the whole nekud of Purim is what? Is Esther. Esther's lashon of hastara, of hiddenness. Megillas Esther is what? Start to be megale what's hidden. Stop letting it be hidden. Start talking about more pnimius. Again, not talking about Kabbalah, but just deeper in yanim of yourself. Don't be an ish that's just in the world of pshat. Know who you are. What am I doing in this world? And that's what Tu B'Shvat comes to Mechazik. That what? Look what's beneath the surface a little bit more. Don't just go the derech that everyone else goes. Find your derech. That's lech lecha. Like Reb Nosson Breslov says, lech lecha is lech lecha. Go to yourself. To the inner of who you are. Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. It's very interesting. It doesn't say Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos. It's Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Singular. What's that talking about? So what's going on to Ilan? Aleph Yud is 11. Lamed is 30. And Nun is 50.
91.
Good, 91. So Elon's match at 91. Sukkah is 91. Very good. So, and then we're going to say what Bram just said. So Sukkah, yeah. So the Ben Yishchai says, and it's quoted from the Zohar also. The Zohar says, Kishim shechal shim shemayim al chagiga, kach chal shim shemayim al Sukkah. So what does that mean? What does it mean that just as the Shem Shemayim falls out on the chagiga, so too falls on the Sukkah? What does it mean? Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah? That, what are the names of it? What do we call Hashem? We say Yud Kei Vav Kei. But how do we pronounce it? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. Right? So what's Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is 65, and Havaya is 26. What do you get?
91.
91. You know what that represents? Anus represents the world of revelation, what's revealed. And Havaya represents what's hidden, because we don't say it out. But you know what Elon represents? Rosh Hashanah Elon is what? Niyachay them. Start bringing it out more. Doesn't mean if you say the word Havaya tomorrow, like, don't do that, you know? But the Kudi is the what? Start living more pnimiistic. What does that, figure out what that means for you, pnimius. I guarantee you, if you open up a Zohar tomorrow, you'll be lost. In Arizal, you'll be lost. But fine, how do I get to something like that? Like, how do I get to something that's more deeper? Again, I'm not telling you, I'm not an experienced Mekubal. I don't know anything about Kabbalah. I'm working in Nidla also. But I know for myself, what? You have to have pnimius. You have to have something. Something to get you pumping. And that's when Yavesh, when everything's dry, who you tap into? Shimon ben Yochai, Yitzchak ben Shlomo, and Yisrael Baal Shem. That's where it's at. It's mamish, the real deal. This is what we have in Tu B'Shvat. We chazik ourselves in Jinyanim. The what tomorrow? Go out, look at a tree. Don't dive into the tree. Think about, what do I represent? What am I doing? Just as this tree, what? The tree is tapping into the pnimius ever. Where's my sheikhas to pnimius? Where's my sheikhas to myself? Who am I? Do I go by my English name or my Hebrew name? Just think about that. It's important. Not that that's like your ikker change, but what does that mean? You know, so it's something we have to think about. Tu B'Shvat's a real day. It's a day of big tefillos, real bakashos, real pnimius, and real skarvus to Bor Yolam. Like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Everything with Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So what? It's revealing in this world. Right, the Zohar is very high. Arizal is very high. What the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was able to do to reveal that in the physicality of this world, that's also very high. That's where pnimius is at. So because Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, our Givaldic sponsors, no? We should be zocher, keep living with this, keep striving weiter and weiter. And like Baal Shem Tov says, "Lichshei afutzu meinosecha chutzah." Right, a masai kasimar. When's Mar going to come? When's Mashiach going to come? "Lichshei afutzu meinosecha chutzah." When your wellsprings start breaking out. So we should that or the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos Mucha Lechalim Lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. I did it, I put it, I
Are you shooting this?